Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy's yet unknown, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen. Now she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if you'll ever know. He's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars? It's on America's tortured brow that Mickey Mouse has grown up a cow. Now the workers have struck for fame, 'cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice in their million horns, from Ibiza to the Norfolk Broads. Rule Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote it 10 times or more. It's about to be written again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man, wonder if he'll ever know. He's in the best-selling show. Is there life on Mars?
Hello, that was Karen Ann singing Life on Mars, obviously a David Bowie cover. My name is Ben Huadine. This is my music show where I make little connections between songs. So we just had a very beautiful string quartet version of Life on Mars. And recently, Angelo Badalamenti, who was the composer for David Lynch films, countless David Lynch films, passed away. So because we just had a string quartet, here's another one. Here's The Cousins Waltz by Angelo Badalamenti from the movie Cousins.
Thank you.
That was The Cousins Waltz by Angelo Badalamenti and, the late, great Angelo. So that song, the melody reminds me a lot of Mack the Knife, which is a song by Kurt Vile from the 40s. So I'm going to play another one. Sabea Johnny is another song he wrote and is performed here by Lottie Lenya.
Ich war jung, Gottes 16 Jahre. Du kamest von Burma herauf. Du sagtest, ich solle mit dir gehen. Du kämest für alles auf. Ich fragte nach deiner Stellung. Du sagtest, so war ich hier stehen. Du hättest zu tun mit der Eisenbahn und nicht zu tun mit der See. Du sagtest viel, Johnny, kein Wort war wahr, Johnny. Du hast mich betrogen, Johnny, zur ersten Stund. Ich hasse dich so, Johnny, wie du da stehst und grinst, Johnny. Nimm doch die Pfeife aus dem Maul, du Hund. Surabaya, Johnny, warum bist du so roh? Surabaya, Johnny, mein Gott, und ich liebe dich so. Surabaya, Johnny, warum bin ich nicht froh? Du hast kein Herz, Johnny, und ich liebe dich so. Zuerst war es immer Sonntag, das war, bis ich mitging mit dir. Aber dann schon nach zwei Wochen war dir nichts mehr recht an mir. Hinauf und hinab durch den Panschab, den Fluss entlang bis zur See. Ich sehe schon aus im Spiegel wie eine 40-Jährige. Du wolltest nicht Liebe, Johnny, du wolltest Geld, Johnny. Ich aber sah, Johnny, nur auf deinen Mund. Du verlangtest alles, Johnny, ich gab dir Mehl, Johnny. Nimm doch die Pfeife aus dem Maul, du Hund. Surabaya, Johnny, warum bist du so roh? Surabaya, Johnny, mein Gott, und ich liebe dich so. Surabaya, Johnny, warum bin ich nicht froh? Du hast kein Herz, Johnny, und ich liebe dich so. Ich habe es nicht beachtet, warum du den Namen hast. Doch an der ganzen langen Küste warst du ein bekannter Gast. Eines Morgens in einem Sixpence-Bett werd ich donnern hören die See. Und du gehst ohne etwas zu sagen und dein Schiff liegt unten am Quai. Du hast kein Herz, Johnny, du bist ein Schuft, Johnny. Du gehst jetzt weg, Johnny. Sag mir den Grund. Ich liebe dich doch, Johnny. Wie am ersten Tag, Johnny. Nimm doch die Pfeife aus dem Maul, du Hund. Surabaya, Johnny. Warum bist du so roh? Surabaya, Johnny. Mein Gott, und ich liebe dich so. Surabaya, Johnny, warum bin ich nicht froh? Du hast kein Herz, Johnny, und ich liebe dich so.
Lottie Lenya covering Kurt Vile's Surabaya Johnny. And we can't have a Kurt Vile song without playing the modern Kurt Vile, whose real name is Kurt Vile, spelled with a V instead of a W like the original. So here's Pretty Pimping by Kurt Weill.
That's just me. Then I proceeded to brush some stranger's teeth, but they were my teeth, and I was weightless, just quivering like some leaf come in the window of a restroom. I couldn't tell you what the hell it was supposed to mean, but it was a Monday, no Tuesday, no Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then Saturday came around and I said, who's this stupid clown blocking the bathroom sink? Just like all I want is to just have fun, live my life like a son of a gun. I could be 1,000 miles away, but still mean what I say.
That was Pretty Pimping by Kurt Weill, his sort of breakthrough hit. And yeah, so he was a guitarist for First Aid Kit before then, and he went off on a solo career. But after that, his big breakthrough hit, he made an album with Courtney Barnett. So here's a song by Courtney Barnett called Charity. Charity by Courtney Barnett, and Courtney Barnett is obviously Australian. So another famous Australian band is the Bee Gees, obviously, and they, before they got into the sort of disco era, you probably know this, but they did more ballady sort of songs. One of those songs was I've Got to Get a Message to You, and here it is performed much later by the final remaining Gibb brother, Barry Gibb.
Thank you.
said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. And after once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime, there's no time for the phone. I just gotta get a message to you.
Was Barry Gibb and Carl Urban doing I've Got to Get a Message to You by the Bee Gees. And my name is Ben Huadine and this is my music show. This is Cambridge 105 Radio. I make little connections between songs. So that song reminds me a lot of, at least that recording reminds me a lot of the band, Bob Dylan's backing band, and a great band in their own right. But here's them playing with Bob Dylan with the Bob Dylan song, The Man in Me.
Man in me. Storm clouds are raging all around my door. I think to myself I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. Just to know that you are near, it sets my heart a-reeling from my toes up to cause he doesn't wanna turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me.
Was Bob Dylan with The Man and Me, and Bob Dylan obviously a very amazing Jewish artist of the 60s who sung folk songs. Another one of those Jewish artists of the 60s who sung beautiful folk and protest songs is Phil Oakes, and here's Phil Oakes with The Draft Dodger Rag.
Oh, I'm just a typical American boy from a typical American town. I believe in God and Senator Dodd, and I keep an old Castro down. And when it came my time to serve, I knew better dead than red. But when I got to my old draft board, buddy, this is what I said. Sarge, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. I got a dislocated disc and a racked up back. I'm allergic to flowers and bugs. And when the bombshell hits, I get epileptic fits, and I'm addicted to 1,000 drugs. I got the weakness woes, I can't touch my toes, I can hardly reach my knees. And if the enemy came close to me, oh, I'd probably start to sneeze. I'm only 18, got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm a-working in a defense plant. Ooh, I hate showing lie, and I hope he dies. But one thing you gotta see, that someone's gotta go over there, and that someone isn't me. So I wish you well, Sarge, give him hell, kill me 1,000 or so. And if you ever get a war without blood and gore, I'll be the first to go. Yes, I'm only 18, I got a ruptured spleen, and I always carry a purse. I've got eyes like a bat, and my feet are flat, and my asthma's getting worse. Yes, think of my career, my sweetheart dear, my poor old invalid aunt. Besides, I ain't no fool, I'm a-going to school, and I'm working in a defense plant.
That was Draft Dodger Rag by Phil Oakes, and that's sort of like ragtimey. I don't know if it is actually ragtime music, but they call it rag when you play folk songs like that. Anyway, here's another one of those. It's by Charlie Daw, who's a person I know personally, and I just really love this song from quite a while ago called Maximum Bob. And it's quite a long one, so strap in. Here's Charlie Daw with Maximum Bob.
Down south in Florida state, where orchids bloom and hummingbirds proliferate, somebody's packing a gun for Maximum Bob. Well, if you dodge a little tax or you steal a car, if you roll a little joint, no matter who you are, you're going down courtesy of Maximum Bob. Now Judge Bob Gibbs nickname the Max, 'cause he sends them down for the maximum term, whatever the facts. They're packed in like beans on death row by maximum law. Well, no surprise, he got enemies, and Tommy Vasco and Elvin Crow are just two of these. And Tommy whispers, $10,000 says, Elvin, you're the one to take out the judge, and here's the gun. Meanwhile, the judge is taking the air with a pretty probation officer with blue-black hair. And they don't hear old Elvin Crow slipping, kitchen gun in hand, gonna collect on Vasco's plan, yeah. With a man named Campo to bring an alligator back to scare off the innocent spouse of Maximum Bob.
Her name was Leanne.
Don't gate her scheme, it worked like a dream. Leanne ran back to her mama in Kissimmee, but no one got paid for the job by Maximum. Said you won't get a red cent out of me. So Campo screamed, if that's how you feel, I'll be right back with an automatic rent to clinch the deal. And as you know, old Elvin Crow was sitting in the kitchen with a gun in his hand. He was ready to go. And there on the counter like a golden dream was a brand new bottle of old Jim Beam. Down his gun, twisted the top, said to himself, just one little drop can hurt none. So pray that God's a Republican, 'cause Bob's gonna need all the help he can. It's only a matter of time for Maximum Bob. Missing me. Hey, what the heck? I still love that redneck, and hey, nobody's perfect. Here comes Campo, drunk as a skunk. He slews out the car, he grabs the gun from the trunk. He fired up four rounds, not one bullet hit Maximum Bob. He's snoring and the gin beam has disappeared. The last person he's gonna hit is Maximum Bob. So God must be a Republican, 'cause Bob just got all the help he can, and even his wife has come back to Maximum Bob.
Maximum Bob by Charlie Daw, and I really love Hopefully you're listening in a car then, because it's got a great surround sound with like instruments, but all in one on the left or the right ear, and it's just really lovely on headphones too. But Maximum Bob, the lyrics, I don't know if you're listening, and maybe it's just me, but they remind me a bit of Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles. And another Beatles song, a bit of a loose connection, is I'm the Walrus, but here's a jazz rendition by Brad Meldow. Brad Meldow in, covering I Am the Walrus by the Beatles. And I don't always get jazz, but with him I do for some reason. Yeah, maybe it's because I'm familiar with the songs. I don't know. But that was a cover of a Beatles song. Another band that covered a Beatles song was Corner Shop. They did a Mean Mr. Mustard cover, but I'm not going to play that. I'm going to play St. Mary Under the Canyon by Corner Shop, by From England Is a Garden. Corner Shop with St. Mary Under Cannon. And yeah, so Corner Shop are obviously best known for Brimful of Asher, and specifically the remix done by Fatboy Slim. So here's a Fatboy Slim song, Slash Dot Slash.
Slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot com dot com dot com dot 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 com slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot com slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot com dot com dot com slash dot dash dot slash dot com slash dot dash dot slash dot Dash.com.
So that was Fatboy Slim with /.dash. A little connection is there's another band with a website inspired title to their band is charisma.com, and here's their song Otsubon Rock from Japan.
Yeah.
charisma.com with Otsubone Rock. And we've reached the end of the show, so we're going to go out on one more. It's another Japanese song. It's by an artist called Eki Tsuyoko. And this song is called Owlet Hymn. See you next week.